the other guy who made some news this week, and that's a Raven that may be a little fresher on the minds of some people in the area. Jahni Summers, he commits to Indiana State to continue his basketball career. And I talked to Jahni a little bit last week, Coach, but it really felt like, and I'm sure you saw the same thing, a guy that clearly had talent because he was an impact role player from the time the season started. But at some point, right before the winter break, heading into the second half of the season, a switch flipped for him where he went from solid freshman that can give you 20 minutes a night and maybe 10 points to the KJCCC freshman of the year.
Right. And he worked at it. I mean, that's as simple as it gets, but that's what it takes. You know, he came in here and he had big expectations for himself because he was a good player out of the prep school, DME down in Florida. And he was frustrated that he didn't get the Division I action that he was hoping, you know, just the tension from those guys and an opportunity to go play D1 right out of prep school. But as you and I talked, I mean, they want to be older. They want experienced guys now. And so he came here, and like a lot of freshmen, they think they're going to come in here and kill it, you know, and then they realize, holy cow, this is hard. You know, this is good basketball, and there's good players. And so, yeah, he had some struggles early and wasn't starting early in the year and in and out of the lineup. And we had conversations about, hey, just you got to work hard. You got to, besides practice time, you got to get in the gym and work extra. And he took that to heart. And I tell you, I give him all the credit for what he did because, like you say, from about the time, you know, December on, he was in the gym extra all the time. I mean, when we get done with practice, he would shoot extra when he'd go eat, and then he'd come back to the gym in the evening time, get an extra hour of shooting in, and it was daily. It wasn't like some kids do it like once in a while. He was every day about it. And so that's why he was able at the end of the year to just keep getting better and better, and his percentages were going up. My confidence in him grew. We were designing offensive sets for him to get shots. And, yeah, so now the result is he was a freshman of the year in the conference. He was the only player in the top 20 players in the conference that was a freshman.
Yep.
I mean, our conference was dominated by sophomores this year, and we obviously had a young team this year. But Jahni was the only player in the top 20 that was a freshman on the all-conference stuff. And then he got the freshman of the year, and so – really happy for him. We told him this was a possibility last spring, that if he took care of his business, he could leave after 1 year. He had about 10 or 12 offers this spring and decided on Indiana State, so really happy for him.
Absolutely, and you know, it's funny you say that because when I mentioned that he was the only freshman on an all-conference team this year, he had a little smirk, so you can tell he's very prideful about that he was the only freshman in the conference to make an all-conference team. But you mentioned, you said it, I mean, something that really stood out early to me about Jahni, and I can remember this 4 or 5 games into the season, is after the game is over and we do the post-game show where we talk to one of the coaches, we're packing up our equipment, most everybody he's cleared out of the arena, and Jahni comes in with a speaker, puts a headset on, and he's putting up shots, whether you won by 30, whether you lost by 30. And in a league where there's a lot of talent, like you said, it just stood out where he was, you know, never satisfied with, you know, whatever happened on the court that night. He wanted to get in there, get better every single day. And a guy that's 6'6", pushing 6'7", as athletic as anybody that was out in the Ravens this year. I mean, some of the chase down blocks he had, some of the dunks he had, athleticism's not an issue with him, but he also has the mentality and the drive to match that natural talent.
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah, I know when you were talking about that after games, you know, I'd be just hanging around talking to people, and he'd be back down there in his practice gear getting up extra shots. And that kind of dedication allowed him to become the player that he is. And he is a guy that over the next couple years is going to continue to do that. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going into a very good league. The Missouri Valley in basketball is a really good league, and he and I have had numerous conversations about it because I've had a lot of guys go to the Valley. You know, he understands what he's facing. He knows there's going to be new challenges for him, and he's going to have to go in there like he did this year, and he's going to have some struggles just like he did this year. But he's the kind of guy that's going to continue to work at it and get better and better, and I'm really happy for him.
And something that stood out to me about Janai, and this is the appreciate your time, Coach, this will be the final thing, but he's a guy that he really takes pride in is betting on himself. And he bet on himself going to DME Academy. He bet on himself coming to Coffeyville and believing he could be one of the better players in this conference. And something he had mentioned when we talked about Indiana State was, it's a new coach that I get along with. It's a great fit. It's a competitive league. It's a team that's coming off a 30-plus win season, and they're looking for players under this new coaching staff. And I'm betting on myself to go in there and carve out a role, whatever that role may be. But just another example of, I think it's a perfect fit where it's a program that's had success, that's looking to sustain it with a new coach. And Janai is, I think, the perfect kind of player that they're going to want in the first couple years of this retooling, if you will, where it's a guy that doesn't really care about how he makes an impact. He just wants to make an impact.
Yeah, no question about it. And really happy for his family. His mom, she was great during the process of recruiting Janai last year. And then, she was just, wanting the best. And she was always, about the team here at Coffeyville. So she's going to get a chance to go see him play closer to home. And we're going to be able to see him on TV. And hopefully, if it works out, and they're playing at Missouri State, which ain't too far away, and we're not playing, an opportunity to go see him and play in person. So, he's going to a good league, and I think he's going to do great things.